You're in a good place now. Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origin, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Hey, welcome back here live with me, Ashley Burgess, here on Perspectives. Wow, what a wild week, what a great week. You know, last week, we were talking about the New Year's Eve. We were talking about what to do this year. You know, what's too much? You know, is it normal to wonder if you're the only person missing out, you know? We talked about really deciding and defining our proper individual perspective when it comes to New Year's Eve. You know, what does New Year's Eve mean to you? What does New Year's Eve mean to me? I think that's what's most important before you can start beginning to think about what to do this year or what's too much and all that great stuff. You know, Billy, B Squared, Billy the Kid, how you doing?
Yo, doing okay. How about yourself, Ashley? Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year. You've been doing well?
I've been doing very well, thank you.
Awesome, awesome, yep. Wonderful. Dan-O, Dan the Man, Danny-O, how you doing tonight?
Great, great, great.
Great.
Great. Great squared.
Yes.
Good. Well, you know, we're talking about New Year's. We talked about New Year's Eve, and we're talking about New Year's resolutions tonight. But before we get to New Year's resolutions and how to make the right one and how to stick with it and how to make it work, because, you know, most people's resolutions don't work. They just don't.
Holla.
Yeah. Holla. We're singing to the choir. We're preaching to the choir right now. But you know what I'm saying? Everybody that's here listening knows what's going on. If you're listening on your radio or on iHeart or on TuneIn right now, you know what's happening. You know that you've done this several times and it didn't work. So before we get to talking about resolutions, let's talk about what New Year's Eve means to us. Because we talked about it a little bit last week. We talked about how it's the ending of a year. And some of y'all might think that it was the best year. Some of you might think it was the worst year. But it's the beginning of a new year. You know, as well as it means looking at the entire year, right? The culmination of everything, of all the ventures and all the work and everything you've accomplished and seeing what you've done. You know, it means another year older and closer to the fatal end of our lives, I know, sadly enough. And it also means that time is flying by and there's nothing we can do to slow it down. You know, I'm thinking about the people I spent the time with last New Year's Eve and about how I haven't even seen half of those people this entire year. And I think once you realize what New Year's Eve means to you, whether it means that you had a great year or a not great year or whatever it means to you, not what your best friend thinks, not what your spouse thinks, not what your girlfriend or boy thinks, or not what the media thinks. You can decide what you should be doing for New Year's Eve because it would define you, because it has meaning to it. You know, it depends on your agenda. You know, what do you want out of New Year's? You know, what do you really want to do, and where are you in your life? You know, I think we talked about this last week. We were talking about, you know, when we're dealing with New Year's and all that stuff, we had to define what we wanted to do. We had to define where we wanted to go. And I think this applies to everything, really, in life, because I think it's not just one day. I think it's an everyday, a step-by-step process that we have to understand our particular life. You know, and I was thinking about this the other day when I was watching an advertisement for, I think it was Travelocity. Actually, Travelocity. And they show a girl that's dancing and partying and in LA and having a great time. And then you see like her alarm go off and it says 2 hours before the flight leaves. And you see her getting on the flight and you see her putting like an eye mask on. And then you see her waking up and nobody else is on the flight. And all you see is like, you know, her phone in her hand. It says gate whatever for the baggage claim. And then you see her going back to bed in her own home and setting up a trip to Vegas. And what are they doing? They are selling the concept of partying. You know, you are a rock star when you use Travelocity, right?
Life is a party.
Life is a big party, right? And I think that New Year's Eve and all that stuff that we've dealt with is kind of the culmination of dealing with our day-to-day basis. You can decide you want to go see the game. You can decide that you want to do this or that. You don't have to, though, and you don't need to buy into all the hype. And I think that's what we were kind of talking about. You know, and it's like the hype is kind of the issue. But, you know, we also talked about what was too much, what's too little. But you know what? That doesn't really matter anymore because you made your decision. And that's great. And so now we're talking more than just partying, right? We're talking about actually doing something worth doing. Okay, everybody can have a great time, everybody can party. But tonight's Perspectives with Ashley Burgess is really dedicated to anyone who wants to make a change in your current life. You know, the change can be big, the change can be itty-bitty, you know, or it can be something in the middle, but we hear a lot of talk around this time. All the way to like mid-January, we hear people talk about New Year's resolutions. You know, we hear them talking about giving up smoking, you know, getting a better job, going back to school, or getting that degree that they never actually got. You know, and every January 1st, we have friends, coworkers, family members who tell us, and everybody who's willing to listen, about their new thing, their new resolution. And, you know, a lot of times in less than a month, the new thing isn't happening anymore. You know, you see your coworker outside behind the office building smoking. You know, you find out that your brother didn't really enroll back into school, and he's going to have to wait till the summer semester, and you hope that he follows through at that time. You know, and some folks choose, you know, to get in shape, and that's a really cool thing, and working out and becoming a healthier human being. And that's a good resolution to make and to keep because it'll keep you healthy, obviously, and alive. That's a good thing, too. But however, despite the obvious, right, despite the obvious setbacks and the drawbacks to not keeping that resolution, we resort back to, you know, I don't know, out of control eating, you know, sitting on the couch, letting the gym membership expire, right? Letting it expire with only going a grand total for a year of 15 times. You know, it's a sad state of affairs, but this happens. It happens to all of us. But you can succeed. You can succeed with your New Year's resolution. You know, you can push past all the other talkers, the naysayers, the talkers about, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, by listening to tonight's show. And implementing these concepts and these perspectives that Dano, Billy, and I are going to be talking about. And how to put that into your day-to-day life and how to make it work for you. And I think that's what's so cool about it because you actually can make these resolutions work. You actually can fulfill it. And the cool thing is that you can be living and breathing in this resolution well into 2015, you know, if you listen to the show. You know, have y'all ever tried a good New Year's resolution? Have you ever followed through with one?
Well, remember last year?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I made my...
We were on the news and all about that, too.
Yes.
Okay, and... yeah. Okay, so backstory. Okay, so Billy, you wanted to lose 20 pounds, right?
Yes.
And you decided you were going to go work out, you're going to change your diet, and you did. And explain to our listeners, you know, how much dedication that takes to make that happen.
Well, it took just a dedication to a specific goal or plan. And by the way, for those of you who haven't been to Ashley's website, it's liveyourtruelife.org. But it was really your book, you know, 10 Ways to Live Your True Life. And the one thing I took from that is you have to make a specific goal. It's not good enough to say, oh, I just want to lose a few pounds, or I want to lose some weight, or I want to get in better shape. You need a specific, measurable goal to get to. And that's what she helped me with. And I said, okay, I'm going to lose 20 pounds this year. And sure enough, you know, it happened.
And it wasn't, the cool thing is that it is an attainable goal. I think a lot of times we make these goals that are really lofty and really cool, but you know,
pie in the sky type
stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, I'm going to lose 50 pounds, or I'm going to do this, or, you know, I'm going to, you know, climb Mount Everest and I've never been in a gym. I mean, there's things that you kind of have to put forth, and there's other things that you know that you can do, and then you can't make it too easy for yourself either. I mean, if you were to sit there and say, I got to lose 5 pounds this year, I mean, that's too easy.
Well, you can do that by the end of January.
Yeah, exactly. And then what do you have left? Nothing. You know, Dano, have you tried to do a resolution and follow through with that?
Well, I've tried to do the resolution, but I haven't followed through with it.
Okay, cool.
I'm to the total opposite of that, and so...
And so what was it just after a month or so? Just
Well, yeah, because I got a membership to the gym, you know, because I was going to go work out, get in shape, you know, like you were saying before. But yeah, that didn't work out too well.
So February, March, it was kind of like,
yeah, it was done. It was done with after like the first 3 months.
You're like all gung ho at first.
And... I was. I'm like, all right, I'm going to go this day. I was going like 3 days a week, and then yeah, I just stopped.
See, that's normal. I mean, most people that are listening, and I've even been in the same situation, in the same shoes.
Yeah, Dana, are you like me? Exercise would be more enjoyable if it didn't hurt so much?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I think it'd be great. I mean, yeah. Exercise is a great thing if it didn't hurt so much, yeah. If you could do it from the couch. You know, it is that way. But hey, guys, listen in. Tonight you're going to actually get the tactics. We're offering you the Perspective Tactics, getting your New Year's resolution right this time. And the cool thing is that you'll be living, breathing example of the success story all the way through 2015. But you got to listen to this show because we're telling you the ins and outs, the tactics, the things you don't hear anywhere of how to actually make your resolution work, how to stick to it, and how to show up all those other people that seem to not be able to get it right and actually step up and be big time. So stay tuned because Perspectives with Ashley Burgess will be back in what? Two shakes.
Fish don't fry in the kitchen. A beef don't burn on the grill. Took a home. Trying or just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues, getting our turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Yeah, we're moving on up, moving on up to the east side, to a deluxe apartment in God.
We all age. It's how we deal with it that matters. Cosmetic surgeon Dr. Jeffrey Edelglass of Skintastic Medical and Rejuvenation Centers have refreshing news for women and men alike. Skintastic creates beautiful and natural-looking results for women and men alike with two convenient Dallas locations in Uptown and Plano. If you've considered rejuvenating your look, visit us online at skintastic.com for more information. Find out for yourself why Skintastic founder and cosmetic surgeon Dr. Jeffrey Edelglass has been seen on NBC, ABC, CBS, and Fox. Dr. Edelglass offers you the latest advancements in body contouring and laser skincare, treatments that are fast, pain-free, with little or no downtime, that deliver amazing results. Watch Dr. A on the last Friday of every month on D, the broadcast, for Ask Dr. A with Bravo star Courtney Kerr. Book your free consultation today at skintastic.com. 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 Your beauty realized.